And now, with a comprehensive look at local, regional, and national sports news, scores, and highlights, it's Aaron Kauch with The Skinny on Sports.
It's good to have you with us for this event.
Brought to you by Aspen for Him, luxury men's clothing in downtown Elk City.
Good afternoon, I'm Aaron Kauch, and this is The Skinny on Sports. Brought to you by Aspen for Him, quality men's clothing and accessories. And they've got a variety of name brands that you know and trust. That's Aspen for Him, now open at 101 North Main Street in downtown Elk City. High school football has reached the second round of the playoffs in the state of Oklahoma, and there are still some teams in the area vying for a gold ball. In Class 5A, Altus is still alive. Altus travels to Skytook tonight for an all-Bulldog matchup in the second round. Down in Class A, Thomas hosts Apache, Fairview's at Minco, and Watonga welcomes Oklahoma Christian Academy. In Class B, the defending champ Laverne welcomes Cyril, Ceilings at Alec, Snyder makes the long trek to Pioneer, and Shattuck will head to Carnegie to take on the Wildcats. Finally, down in Class C, the Tipton Tigers host Regent Prep. The UIL playoffs started in the Texas Panhandle last night. Class 2A Division II saw Wellington go to Shamrock. The luck of the Irish ran out in a big way. Wellington over Shamrock 60-12. Wellington will play Farwell next Friday at 1 o'clock. In Class 3A Division II, Canadian hosted Stanton. The Wildcats hammered Stanton 63-6, and Canadian will await the winner between Eastland and Reagan County. Number 13 Oklahoma State welcomes Kansas State tomorrow at 2:30 in Stillwater. The Pokes need a couple of wins over the Kansas schools and a TCU loss for a Bedlam rematch in the Big 12 title game. That TCU loss is looking a little more likely with news that Horned Frogs cornerback Kenny Hill will not make the trip to Lubbock. Freshman Sean Robinson will get the start against Texas Tech tomorrow. Number 4 Oklahoma travels to Lawrence to take on the lowly Kansas Jayhawks at 2:30. The Sooners are in great position to win out and be a playoff team for the second time in 3 years. Tune in to Cool 94 for OU football. Pregame at 12:30, kickoffs at 2:30. High school hoops are in full swing all across Western Oklahoma tonight, and ParagonTV.com has nearly all of it covered. I'll be in Calumet for Hammond and Calumet. Arapahoe Butler's at Sentinel. Canute goes to Hydro Weekly. Leedy travels to Fargo. And Cheyenne's at home for homecoming against Arnett. You can catch any or all of these games at ParagonTV.com. Simply log on to ParagonTV.com and choose the link at the top of the page dedicated to your favorite school. The Oklahoma State men's basketball team is off to a 3-0 start after a 91-48 win over Oral Roberts. The Cowboys bench was the star last night, scoring 51 of the 91 Cowboy points. The schedule will get tougher next week as OSU welcomes number 16 Texas A&M on Monday night. The Celtics won their 14th straight last night by snapping the Warriors' 7-game win streak in Boston 92-88. The Celts closed the third quarter on a 19-2 run to tie the game headed to the fourth. Kyrie outscored the Warriors 11-10 over the last few minutes of the game to clinch a 4-point win. The nightcap saw Chris Paul return to the Houston Rockets lineup, and I guess it seemed to work out okay. Houston scored 90 first-half points on their way to eclipsing the Suns 142-116. The Beard scored 33 of his 48 in that ridiculous first half. Tonight, the Thunder are back in action in San Antonio against the Spurs. You can catch the action live on 1240 AM KADS starting at 7. If you missed the live sportscast, you can find us on the KECO or Cool 94 Facebook page or just follow us on Twitter. That's The Skinny on Sports, and I'm Aaron Kauch.